When did you realize that you were onto something with your blog, that this could actually be something?
So it was quite early. I was like 15, 16 years old, and I had like 300,000 readers every day. So it was quite much, you know, Sweden were 10 million people.
Yeah.
And I noticed that all the like the online magazines, we had like the same numbers of readers.
Yeah.
But they were earning a lot of money because of the banners and the advertising. So I started my first business, and then I started to...
Basically selling advertising.
Yes. Right? Yeah. So I skipped school, or between the... Yeah, when I had like a spare time from school, I was just, you know, taking the phone up and was calling all the different brands and asking.
And you did that yourself?
Yes. Wow. I was spending a lot of time just asking for like, hi, a tech brand. You want to have your camera on my blog? Do you want to have your lip gloss on my blog? And, you know, it took a while. Yeah. But after like 3 months, 4 months, I could have my first salary. And after that, it went quite fast. And then it became something, because then the media wrote like, oh, she's earning money from her blog. I think I was the first one in Scandinavia doing that. But then the hard thing here was I had created a character. And the character wasn't me.
When did people knew who you were? Or when did you come out with that?
Yes. So when I became a public person in Sweden, it wasn't me, it was the character.
Yeah.
And that was pretty hard. So then I started to do a lot of interviews, trying to explain who I were, you know, instead of just the character. Just to show that I'm not that Paris Hilton girl. I'm more like a boring entrepreneur behind it. But, you know, last year I was awarded as the most powerful businesswoman in Sweden. So today, you know, nobody cares about the beginning.
Yeah.
But right at that time, it was quite tough.
Yeah, I understand. You're a beautiful nerd. Can we say it?
Yeah.
and that's pretty cool, right? Because we all judge people. It's so easy to judge, you know, and we all do it. The times are changing in this world. Yes. Like, we look at someone with a different color, or someone that looks good and are blonde, and the first thing a lot of people think, no, she's not clever.
Exactly.
Or that's, he's a thief, or like, but when we take off those layers, just like you did with the acne, we actually realize, okay, we're all human beings. We all have the same need. We want to be loved. We want to be appreciated.
Yeah.
And when we can look someone in the eyes and actually understand that, it's much easier to connect, right?
It is. And also now, I think another hard thing is when you look through your social and you see, you know, everyone's account, everybody's having so much friends, and they're having so much support, and like friends see you, you know, they have so much people around you. And I want to say that, you know, I've been so lonely during my years.
Yeah.
And I know that a lot of people that are listening, you know, can feel that. And you can have a lot of friends, but you can still feel very lonely.
Yeah.
And I used to want to say that that's okay.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of us feeling that every day.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're feeling that, you know, if you're going to continue work and you build your company, then you're going to find people.
Yeah.
But you're just going to realize that you're going to be even more lonely.
Yeah.
So that is one of my like advices, just, you know, trying to learn to live with that feeling.
Yeah.
So then you have to become your own best friend.
Yeah.
So you can have your Tuesday night at home. You can sit, you know, I'm flying half the year.
Yeah.
And I can be satisfied with my own company.
Yeah.
But you have to practice that all the time.
Yeah.